Russia has been warned by Western leaders that it will pay a heavy price if it invades Ukraine. The Kremlin denies planning an attack and says the crisis on the border is being driven by NATO and US actions. It is demanding guarantees from the West that Ukraine will not be admitted to NATO as a member. We're joined in studio now by Ukraine's ambassador to Ireland, Larisa Herasko. Ambassador, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
There are now more than 100,000 Russian soldiers at the border with Ukraine this morning. Is your country expecting Russia to attack?
Unfortunately, we have such situation along the border of Ukraine that we are expecting further Russian invasion. As you said, today more than 1,000 Russian troops are massed near the Ukrainian state border in Russia, Belarus, occupied Crimea, Transnistria. Ukrainian military experts say it is still not enough to start full-scale invasion. But Russia continues to bring more troops, tanks and other military equipment close to the Ukrainian state border.
And yet we had the Russian ambassador who gave a press conference carried on this program yesterday saying that reports of a threat of an invasion were an illusion and were part of Western propaganda. Well, what's your response to that?
I would say that it's not Western propaganda. First of all, Russia spreads massive disinformation, launches cyber attacks, and undermines the situation in Ukraine and in Western Europe. And, you know, the Kremlin is very resourceful and inventive. And we are expecting the full-scale invasion, and I would say the facts shows that Russia is ready attacks to Ukraine, and I would say and to Russia blackmails Western Europe and NATO alliance, and even though this upcoming military exercise not far from Ireland's coast shows and demonstrates the same.
But how do you respond then to what Russia is saying, that this crisis is not sparked by Russia massing troops at the border with Ukraine, but is caused by NATO and the US, and that it wants guarantees that the Ukraine will not be admitted as a member of NATO?
It's our sovereign right to be member of any alliance, and it's our Ukrainian sovereign right to determine our future.
But is that not ratcheting up tensions then with Russia?
Now we are increasing and developing our capability. And it's, you know, Russia always bring threats to the region. And we are talking not about like first invasion. Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014. And that is a fact. And Russia occupied Crimea, and Russia temporarily occupied part of Donetsk and Luhansk region. So it's reality.
Okay, so you are preparing then for an invasion. We've seen the United States sending military aid to Ukraine, but are you satisfied with the response from the EU, which, it can't be denied, is heavily dependent on Russian gas? Would Ukraine like the EU to take a tougher line with Russia?
So our partner's support is especially important at this critical moment. And our partners supply us military support, of course, And I would underline that there will be no security in Europe, in the whole world, without security in Ukraine.
And what role do you see for Ireland in all of this? I mean, Ireland is a neutral country, but what's your assessment of the response of the Irish authorities towards Ukraine so far?
I would like, first of all, to express my gratitude to Ireland and its people for supporting Ukraine, and to government of Ireland for unwavering support of our sovereignty and territorial integrity. And we are expecting, and we call the EU and our partners to impose more tough sanctions against Russia, and we have to impose this sanction now and not wait for invasion.
All right, Ambassador Larissa Herasco, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning.